Coventry Hospital Radio.
Coventry Hospital Radio.
Free at your bedside.
On Channel 1.
We played you a little while ago our highlights from last weekend's Olympic torch relay, where we were live from the War Memorial Park as the flame made its way in to Coventry. Somebody else that was on stage, giving a bit of a speech before it arrived, was Councillor John Mutton. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Now I've got the shopping out of the way. I'm feeling a lot better, thanks.
Is that your normal Saturday routine, is it, to go for a bit of a shop?
Yeah, afraid so.
You were there last weekend, weren't you? How do you think it went?
Oh, I thought it was absolutely brilliant. In spite of the awful weather we've been having, it managed to stay relatively dry.
Yeah.
The organisers were delighted. We had 20,000 people in the park, and there were six or seven deep on the roads surrounding it, which apparently is the best attended reception for the Olympic flame anywhere in the country so far. I think the people of Coventry did themselves proud, and I thought it was a wonderful day.
It was, wasn't it? And despite the fact that the Godiva Festival had been rained off, it didn't put people off from going?
No, we never thought the torch relay was in jeopardy because it's on the site of the new football pitches.
Uh-huh.
We knew the drainage there was far better than other parts of the Memorial Park.
Yeah.
So we were always pretty confident the torch relay would take place. It was just a shame that the Godiva Festival, which has now got a reputation of being one of the best in the country of its type, had to be cancelled.
It is a shame. But Coventry did us proud. No reported incidents going on with the police or anything. So a pretty good day all round.
Yeah, it was great actually to see so many people enjoying themselves, smiles on their faces, and then going around the fun fair afterwards. It reminds me a bit of when I was a kid, when people could actually go out and enjoy themselves, without the risk of, anything untoward happening.
Yeah, which is always, always good. But, of course, that's just a small part of what's going to happen for Coventry over the summer, with the football matches taking place at the newly renamed City of Coventry Stadium. All good things for Coventry from this, we hope?
Yeah, I am just so proud of our city. Who would have thought that, first of all, who would have thought we'd get the Olympics here in England?
Yeah.
But to get them in Coventry and to be a major player, and on television this morning, they were saying 20 days to go, and I keep shouting, no, there's only 18.
Oh.
There's 20 days to the opening ceremony.